This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. Nephew, what you got for us?
Shirley, it happens down at the school quite often, Carla. It happens. Kier, you got grandbabies and stuff. It happens, you know. It happens.
What happened?
TJ, got
this right here. Yeah, is Musty's son. Musty's son.
I'm talking about somebody's baby.
Yes, I am. Shirley, that's what's the problem. People ain't talking about people kids. Yes, I'm talking about your baby Musty.
Oh, that's kids baby are your baby stank.
Kids yeah, no, that's the problem. That's the problem. We to put these limits up. If your child stink, we gotta say something. Your musty baby, yes. Your baby need to be washed. It needs your baby. Why is your baby
exactly
fine?
Why he need older. Prayer? Just wanted to jump in. Sorry, he was in my segment. I thought I'd get in here. Since we segment jumping.
She probably must have.
That's a thing.
Well, wait a minute. Who must have?
I said you probably musty too. Are you? I'm just making an assumption.
Tommy, mind your man.
Shout ass, little man. I know good and well to hell. You ain't called me musty.
What kind of deodorant do you use?
I use deodorant. I use Tussie.
Do they still make that?
Yeah, they still make it. It still work too. I use the kind that you dip in, get out with your finger.
You need to pray for the nephew.
Okay. Well, this is Musty son.
Your little funky self, what you use? A stick of butter? That's all they got because you live in a little tree making cookies with your little short ass.
Hold on, not an Eagler. Eagler elf.
I'm not going to argue with this lady.
I know you ain't.
I'm not going to do it. Musty son. Maybe next week it'll be Musty lady from the church. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello.
Hello. I'm trying to reach Vanessa, please.
This is she.
Hi, Vanessa. My name is Robert. I'm the one of the owners. You know my wife, Michelle. We own the daycare.
Yes. How can I help you?
Okay. We've had your son Malik probably close to a year now. Am I right?
Yes, you have. Is everything okay?
No, everything's fine. I don't think we have a problem that we can't clear up. I have a question for you. Have you been noticing anything different about Malik, like concerning hygiene at all?
Hygiene? No, not that I can recall. What are you talking about?
Okay, how old is Malik?
He's 2.
Okay, well, we seem to have come across a little glitch here that we're going to try to take care of here at the daycare. I told her I would make the phone call and leave her out of it. I know you see her every day
What glitch are you talking about? What is this glitch?
I'm sorry?
Glitch. What is this glitch that you want to talk about? I'm confused.
Okay, well, actually, what we're having is it seems like every day here lately for the last 2 months, Malik has been, you know, very musty. You know, he hasn't been really sweaty, but just real musty.
Okay, you clearly have the wrong child because I give my son a bath every night, and most mornings before he leaves the school, I give him another bath again. So, yeah, I'm pretty positive you have the wrong child.
No, ma'am, your son is Malik, right? And he's 2 years old. You guys have been here with us right close to a year now, correct?
Yes, and?
Okay, and he's a cute little kid with the curly hair. I know exactly which one he is. So what I'm saying to you is that we are having problems. He's just reeking, you know? He's real musty.
Okay, you know what? My son does not reek. I don't know what child you're talking about, but you're not talking about my child. I just told you I make sure that he gets a bath every night. So that's not my child. My child is very clean.
Okay, well, hang on, Vanessa. What I'm trying to get you to understand is this is why my wife didn't want to call. Okay, and I'm glad I'm actually the one that made the call. What we need to do, this is what I'm going to do. I'm just going to try a little experiment for the next month or so.
Experiment?
I'm sorry?
What do you mean experiment? What kind of experiment?
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put some male deodorant on him.
What?
Just for the next month, and we'll see how it plays out.
No. You're not going to put anything on my child. That's not going to happen.
Okay, well, ma'am, I'm trying to fix the problem here. I just wanted to call.
He doesn't have a problem. I already told you that my son is clean. You're not going to put any on him, and if you do, it's going to be a problem. Do you understand me?
Okay, ma'am, I'm not trying to have an argument with you. What I want you to know is
you're talking about putting deodorant on my child. You can't do that. I'm not going to have that happening. Please don't make me have to come down to that school for you and your wife.
Okay, ma'am, listen, we're going to have to do something about your child. Your child is musty, okay? And you're sitting here getting an attitude with me, and I'm trying to let you know your child
because
is
you're
musty.
You're talking nonsense. Maybe you're the one that's musty. Maybe you and your wife are musty. My child is not musty. I keep telling you that I bathe him every night. Which part of that don't you understand?
I understand everything that you're saying. Maybe it's the soap. Maybe something is not taking effect. I'm not sure, okay?
But maybe he doesn't smell it right, because I don't know what child you're smelling, but you're not smelling my child. You are not using male deodorant on my child. Do I need to come down there for you with the cops and sue your entire establishment? You don't want that to happen. Stay away from my child. Are you crazy? You know, matter of fact, where's my son?
Ma'am, your son is fine. Your son is in there with the rest of the kids. They're playing. Today is the first day I sprayed a little bit of male deodorant on
his arm. You said what?
Let's see how that worked out.
Okay, so you crazy. Look, Cheryl, can you cover for me for a couple of minutes? I'm bringing my there right now. I'll be there within the hour, because you must be crazy. What do you mean you sprayed my son?
Ma'am, I just sprayed a little bit of deodorant on him just to see if we can...
I didn't give you permission to do that, and I keep telling you that there's nothing wrong with my child, and you took it upon yourself to go and spray my child, and you weren't supposed to do that. Are you crazy? I'm bringing my... right now.
Okay, well, what are you coming here for? The boy is... your son Malik is fine. Why are you coming here?
No, he's clearly not fine. If you're going around spraying... why don't you spray... because clearly you're smelling and reeking and funky as hell. I ain't giving you no... to spray... my child.
Damn,
I'm
going
to come down there and I promise you, I'm going to shoot... all y'all, because you... crazy.
Okay, let me say this, ma'am. Your son is musty. He's been reeking for the last...
My son is not musty. How many times have I tried to
tell
you that he's not musty?
Okay?
You know what? I ain't even trying to hear you, because you're clearly crazy. How you go around spraying people's kids? And I'm with my child. Did you smell the other kids? You know what? I'm about to get in my car and come down there for your ass, because you must be crazy.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Why did you hang up on me? I'm trying to fix the problem, ma'am.
Wait, what the want? I told you that I'm coming down there. I'll be there in 10 minutes.
But I needed to let you know one more thing that's going on here.
What could you possibly need to let me know? Because I'm on my way to right now.
Where are you now? Are you in your car? Where are you?
I am heading to my car, about to get in my car to come down there for... because you must be crazy spraying my child.
Before you get to your car, I need to tell you one more thing about your son, okay?
Please, what you possibly have to tell me?
I want
to
tell you that
what?
This is, listen to me, this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your girlfriend Cheryl got me to prank phone call you.
I'm standing here in the parking lot about to come down there for and that knew exactly what I was about. I'm going to get her. I'll forget it, because I'm thinking, I know my child is musty. I know my child is clean and he don't smell. Ooh, I'm going to get her.
I just talked to her. She said she's right here in her cubicle. You got to call her right now. I said, okay, just chill out. I'm going to call her.
I'm
going to
get her. You don't know.
Hey, is Malik nice and clean?
Malik is always nice and clean and smelling right. So I don't know what the hell you were talking about. I was like, not my child. He got the wrong child. You are about to get it. You don't even know.
Oh, man. All right, Vanessa, you got to tell me one more thing, baby. What's the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The one and only Steve Harvey Morning Show.
And there you have it.
Wow.
That goes out to all the musty babies out there. There's quite a few of them. We know it.
No.
We know you out there.
Maybe smell like heaven.
We got to start making baby deodorant. If they ain't, they got to strengthen it. If it's already out there, we got to put some strength on it. It's some mustard babies out there. I don't care what y'all
All right,
say.
Nephew.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
On 97.1 QMG.